So I'm one of those guys who really does love most of everything involving Christmas. I love the Christmas trees and the Christmas lights and the Christmas songs. And one of the things I love about Christmas songs is they are so theologically dense. They're packed with theological truths that we get to talk about every weekend in church, but then I get to go to like Target and the mall and they're singing those same songs. And so it's an opportunity to hear those all over the place in our community. And one of my favorite songs is Joy to the World because of the theological richness of that song. And we haven't sung it yet, but we're going to get there. But Joy to the World was written by a guy named Isaac Watts. And when he wrote this song, he wrote it in a compilation of a bunch of other songs he was writing. He entitled the compilation this. He called it The Psalms of David, Imitated in the Language of the New Testament and Applied to the Christian State and Worship. Isn't that a great album title? And so what he understood is that all of the Bible is about Jesus. And that the Psalms were like a giant blinking arrow pointing at the person and the work of Jesus. And so he wrote songs that reflected that reality. So Joy to the World was written based on Psalm 98. And the first line of Psalm 98 is, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song." And that's exactly what Isaac Watts did. And so what he did is he would extract these psalms and he would infuse them with their ultimate meaning in Jesus. And so he'd write a new song based on an old song. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret. Joy to the World was actually not a Christmas song. He never intended it to be a Christmas song. He wasn't writing about the time when Jesus came as a baby to a virgin mom in Bethlehem, but at the time when Jesus will one day return as a glorious king to set up his kingdom. So this is what he was writing about. And for me, that actually makes the lyrics more profound and makes it tie a little bit tighter even to Christmas. Because it's when these two things come together, we see the rich meaning of the story of Christmas. I love the one line where he says, "Let every heart prepare him room." I love this because the heart, in a biblical sense, and in the original Greek and Hebrew context, would have been much, much richer than we think of our hearts today. We just think of an ooey-gooey, lovey thing, you know, a Valentine's Day kind of heart. But in the Bible, the heart was the seat of your affections, the seat of your intellect, the seat of your decision-making, your will, the core of who you are was your heart, and everything else flowed out of your heart. And so we can see even in this season where our hearts tend to just get yanked in so many different directions, and it's to gifts, and it's to relationships, and it's to Christmas bonuses, and it's to, you know, bowl games, and our heart gets drawn into all these places. And then Isaac Watts reminds us, let every heart prepare him, prepare Jesus some room. Because when our hearts are focused on Jesus, then all of those other things are seen in the reality of him. And so when we have struggles and worry, which comes from our heart, or pain and suffering, or even joy and celebration, all of those things are best seen in the light of Jesus. And so let every heart prepare him womb, that's a different whole talk. But there was a womb also prepared for him. So, you know, in fact, I wish life was as easy as it was for Mary and Joseph. Not that their life was easy, but there's, in some ways it was. It was easy for them to prepare him womb. Because, I'm going to keep saying it. It's the third service, forgive me. So, but think about Mary and Joseph for a second. You know, they're engaged. She hasn't even decided whether she's going to say yes to the dress or not. And then they get interrupted by this angel, and the angel messes everything up for them, but in a way that caused them to have to give Jesus room. They have to deal with Jesus, and so they're just, that's the new reality of their lives. You got the shepherds, they're out abiding in the field by night, hanging out with their sheep, and then they are interrupted by an angel, and they have to give Jesus room. And so sometimes I wish it was more like that, but even in biblical times, angelic visits were rare. Most of us don't get the Mary and Joseph angel experience. Most of us don't get the shepherd experience where the angel just bursts in and kind of forces Jesus into our hearts. And that's why I love what Isaac Watts says. He says, let every heart prepare him room. Let it happen. Let every heart prepare him room. We are less like Mary and Joseph and the shepherds than we are everybody else in Bethlehem. You know, Caesar Augustus caused all these people to go back to their hometowns to register and to sign up to get more taxes taken out of their paycheck. And essentially, they went back to this town. It was chaotic. There's all these people. And then in the middle of all this chaos, where some people are worried, is my taxes going to go up? And other people are just excited. It's the adventure of traveling. These shepherds, these dirty, smelly, stinky shepherds show up. And this is what happens. And when they saw it, this whole thing that happened with the angels, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them, but Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart. And so into their already full hearts, full of worry or adventure or excitement or whatever, in the middle of their full hearts, they hear the story. They hear this message that the shepherds have. What's the message? What's what the angels had said? Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And so this message is that there's this baby who is the Savior who is Christ the Lord. And everyone who heard it, it says all of them wondered. That word wondered is the word amazed, like shocked, like really, did that really happen? And so there's a little bit of that. And then you've got Mary, who already knew this message. And it says that she pondered these things. That means she meditated on them. And I suspect, I don't know where you're coming from, but I suspect you can be in one of these two places. Maybe you've never seen the reality of who Jesus is yet. You've been just wrestling with worry or anger or stress or joy or adventure in your life. And then you hear someone say, you need a Savior. Who is Jesus Christ the Lord? And you're like, I don't need to be saved from anything. Santa said I'm on the nice list, right? And then the Bible says, no, you're not on the nice list. You're on the naughty list. Everyone's on the naughty list. Jesus is the only one on the nice list. And then we're like, oh, I don't know what I want to do about that. And so you wonder about those things. Just like everyone else in Bethlehem, you wonder, like, is this really true? Do I really need a Savior? And then there's other of us who we know this story. We believe the story. It's been part of who we are. And so now it's time to take a step back and, like Mary, ponder these, meditate on them, and remember that these things are true. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. Let every heart prepare him room. The fact that you even came to a Christmas Eve service tonight says that you're open to the idea of letting him have a little bit of space in your heart, your affections, the seat of your intellect, your decision-making, your will. See, Jesus didn't just come once. He's returning again. He didn't just come as a baby, but he lived a sinless life, and then he died on the cross to pay the penalty for all the sins from all the world. He was buried, rose again, and ascended into heaven and promised, I'm coming back again. And so now we wait again, which is what Isaac Awatz wrote about in Joy to the World, based on a psalm, Psalm 98, which I want to read to you here. Psalm 98, it says, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and all those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands and the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. I love how he describes when Jesus returns. When Jesus returns, creation itself will not be able to help making a joyful noise. The sea, the hills, the rivers will clap their hands. We will not help but be able to have a joyful noise. At that time, again, Jesus will be brought into every one of our hearts. We'll all know who he is. And the question is, are you ready for that now? Have you placed your faith in Jesus? Have you given him that room in your heart now? Wonder about that. Ponder that. And we're going to make a joyful noise. I know some of the kids cannot resist right now making a joyful noise. So we're going to help that happen. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing a couple more songs. The first one, Joy to the World, based on Psalm 98. And kids, this is when you make noise. I'm okay with noise. You have lights. Everybody was given little lights when you came in. Turn those on. Make some visual noise. Kids, you're welcome to stand on the chairs. You have my permission so you can see better during this next song. And let's sing Joy to the World together and ponder and wonder at what Jesus did for us. Let's stand up and sing Joy to the World.